bulb,
a light bulb.
When you take the clothes out, if you have a clothesline outdoors, what do you take the clothes out in to the line?
A basket.
Okay.
Clothes basket. Mm-hmm.
And if you buy a large quantity of nails, especially like they did years ago, what would you buy it in?
Keg.
Okay. And what are the little metal strips that go around the keg?
The metal bands.
Yeah, the bands. Bands.
They just bands.
Okay. Now, another name might be what besides bands?
Not right now.
Okay,
I haven't thought about a keg of nails in such a long time that
okay.
I think maybe you can lead me around to it.
Let me ask you this. A few years ago, children used to have a good time playing
hook.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you stick into a bottle of wine or a bottle of anything?
Cork.
Okay. And what is that musical instrument that you blow on and go back and forth like this?
Harp.
Okay.
A French harp. Is that what you're talking about?
All right, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Piccolo.
No, I was talking about a French harp. And there's another instrument that you hold in your teeth and you twang.
Jew's harp.
Okay. And what do you use to pound a nail into a board?
Hammer.
Okay. And we were talking a moment ago about buggies and wagons and things like that. What do you call on a buggy? There are two things that go out parallel to each other, and you have to back the horse in between those.
Shafts.
Okay. And on the wagon wheel, the outer thing, at the end of the spokes, what is that
called? Rim.
Okay, the rim. And can you identify any other parts
of the
rim?
Rim.
Uh-huh.
Of the rim?
Uh-huh. Is there, sometimes there's a rim.
There's brads.
Uh-huh.
There are brads, of course, the spokes that go out mm-hmm. to the rim,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the hub,
mm-hmm.
and the axle that goes through the hub.
Okay. And now there between a wagon and the where you hook up the horses, there's a piece that allows it to be flexible.
Single tree and a double tree.
Okay, that's all right.
You didn't think I knew all that, did you?
I didn't know it. I'll tell you that very recently. If somebody was going out to a lot and getting wood and taking it to another place and going back and forth, you'd say he's blank wood.
Carrying wood.
Okay.
Hauling wood or
okay.
carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it in a something to haul it, then you're hauling it. But if you're carrying it in your arms, I would say you're carrying
it. Right. Uh-huh. Okay, I should have said in a wagon. I meant to apply that he was hauling it.
Oh, same.
And now if you went out and you tied a rope, you were on a horse and you just tied a rope to a log and you were pulling it along behind you, you would say,
I'm dragging the log.
Okay, and you'd say, yesterday he blanked that log for 2 miles.
He dragged it for 2 miles.
Okay, he has blanked that log.
He has dragged it.
Okay. And you were also mentioning the various kinds of farm implements that you might have, and I know you've already said plow. What other kinds of implements can you think of that same line?
The older implements that we
mm-hmm.
used in early times.
Mm-hmm. What was used for example?
They had a turning plow that was just pulled by one mule,
mm-hmm.
and you had handles on it,
mm-hmm.
and then you had a one-row cultivator or two-row cultivator,
okay,
possibly
what's
a two-row
cultivator. Between a cultivator and a plow?
A plow has a big share, we call a plow share. I have one that is hand-made
mm-hmm.
That was dug up out at the old Edward Perry place.